European Union officials are working on a financial rescue for Greece.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. There's a summit today in Brussels involving the 27 governments that make up the European Union. Its members have been unsure of how to respond to the risk of Greece defaulting on its debt. Let's bring in Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard, who's with us live this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So the problem of Greece's debt has been agitating the markets for some time now. I mean, why has it been so difficult to find consensus on a solution?
Our old friend, moral hazard. Some EU leaders, especially the Germans, fear that a blanket guarantee would let, of all the Greek government bonds, would let the Greeks off the hook. They'd be under much less pressure to get their public spending under control.
What about other Eurozone countries in a similar situation? I mean, how does today's meeting affect them?
Well, this is another main worry. Countries like Spain, Portugal, Italy also have very big deficits. If the EU has to guarantee all their government bonds, we'd be talking about moral hazard on a grand scale. And that's spooking these EU leaders further.
And what about getting help from outside Europe, such as the International Monetary Fund?
Well, this actually has been raised as a possibility, but for the French particularly, the IMF equals the United States. This would be akin to asking Washington to come into the heart of Europe, the Eurozone, and sort out the mess Europeans have made, a humiliation too far for the French. That's why the pressure is really on these EU leaders at their summit today to solve the Euro's first big crisis themselves.
Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard joining us from London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
A lot of hope something can be accomplished at today's meeting. Stocks are higher in Europe at the moment with that. London's FTSE by more than 1%. And Asia stocks closed up. Hong Kong and Korean shares by nearly 2%. Wall Street yesterday, investors gave a little back. The S&P and NASDAQ shed under 0.25%. The Dow shaved off 20 points to close at 10,038. The congressional panel overseeing the Troubled Asset Relief Program says it has new concerns for banks that made loans for commercial real estate. It says many community and regional banks face up to $300 billion in losses. That's because property values have fallen by nearly half in the past 3 years. Professor Elizabeth Warren is chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel, and she joins us now with some details of the report. Welcome, Professor.
Glad to be here.
Why are you so concerned about midsize and smaller banks?
Well, when the large financial institutions moved heavily into credit cards and home mortgages, the part of the market that was left for community banks was really commercial real estate and small business lending. And that means now that the commercial real estate market is in real trouble, that hits disproportionately in these smaller financial institutions.
Don't we know the health of banks, though?
Actually, no, we don't in some sense. Remember, the stress tests were performed only on the 19 largest financial institutions, and it included data only through 2010. $1.4 trillion in commercial real estate loans are going to come up for new financing 2011 to 2014. In other words, we're just on the front end of that wave of foreclosures.
But there are some businesses that are doing okay. I mean, can't the good sustain us through another bad period?
Well, there's a real problem, though. Commercial mortgages are different from residential mortgages. You make payments for somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 10 years, depending on how the loan's set up.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't cover the principal. So it's whether or not the mortgage on that property can be refinanced.
And what's the remedy here? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, there aren't any good remedies. Let's face it, when a bubble pops, somebody's going to have to bear some losses here.
Does that mean no more bank bailouts?
I don't want to see any more bank bailouts, but we're really caught on this one. There are more losses coming, and they are really, really substantial. And we have an already fragile banking system. We need to start swinging into action now to deal with the problem that's headed our way.
Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren, Chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Back-to-back snowstorms have made for a miserable time of it for residents along the eastern seaboard. In the nation's capital, the federal government's shut down for a fourth day. Businesses and schools are closed, too. But Marketplace's John Dimsdale found the snow has produced activity of another sort.
Cab rides to the airport have been running as high as $150, and neighborhood websites are full of people desperately seeking snow shovels. At the True Value Hardware store downtown, salesman Drew Sutter says his shovel inventory is but a fleeting memory.
As soon as we unloaded it, our delivery of shovels from yesterday was sold in about an hour. Today we had snow shovels for about an hour and 15 minutes.
Several eager truck owners are getting into the snow plowing business. In the Virginia suburbs, Kiko Susufan is a welder advertising plowing on local websites.
A lot of people call. A lot of people want a snow plow.
Susufan says there's so much snow on long driveways that he gets stuck a lot, so he charges $400 to $500 per job.
They say, whoa, too much, you know.
So he's only had a couple takers, although I might be one of them if I can't dig myself out today. In snowy Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And finally, to anyone who knows the whereabouts of a $1,200 bronze bust of Colonel Sanders stolen from a KFC in Kentucky, come forward and get lots of chicken. Instead of a cash reward, the KFC store in Berea, Kentucky, is offering $500 in free grilled chicken. Who else but a spokesman for the chain could say this? We think KFC's world-famous chicken is a better motivator than money. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.